Kyle Caldwell. He is the president and CEO of the Michigan Nonprofit Association. Kyle, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, you're in your new digs at the Old Armory. You've been there for a while, but you had somewhat of a grand opening where you invited a lot of folks, a lot of potential donors, people like me, to just come out, get the grand tour, meet and greet and talk with people, and you had a fantastic turnout.
We did, and it was great to have you there and to be able to show off this great space and to really show how we've repurposed this public space, a space that's been a hallmark of this community for over 90 years and served veterans in every war conflict since World War II, with the exception of Korea. And it's been really great to bring it back and to make it a really vibrant hub for not only the nonprofit community, but for the greater Lansing community. And we're just so delighted that people are coming here and using it and being a part of this this grand old building.
Now, that property had turned into an eyesore. There was graffiti. It was abandoned. I can remember back in the day DJing more than 100 dances there. I was with Ed Harden from McLaren Health Plan. He had told me he had went to some professional boxing matches there. So the building had a lot of history and character. And because of Pat Gillespie and folks like you, that place looks unbelievable. It's beautiful, and you kept a lot of the feeling and the vibe of the building.
We were really lucky to have a great partner in Pat Gillespie, who really owns the building but developed it with us. We were able to not only bring in the Nonprofit Association, but the Capital Region Community Foundation, the Capital Area United Way, the Food Bank Council of Michigan, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Michigan Capital Region and the Capital Area, and the Michigan Association of United Ways and Food Bank Council. So we brought in a lot of organizations to really be part of a great, vibrant space that Pat built for us. We get to live in it, but he really built it for us. And really kept the character, as you pointed out, in the history of the building, so that you could recognize when you walk in on the gymnasium floor that you're part of an armory, that there is a stage at the other end, there is a paint on the floor where the basketball court was marked out. We have the emblem and seal for the 119th Artillery Regiment that was here, housed here. And we also made it a livable space. So there's a lot of places in here where we've created efficiencies in the building, and we've made some community spaces. We have a community room that's going to be available to nonprofits at some time in the future. So it's really one of those places where you can see the history, but you can see how it's been made more effective, more efficient for our use. And 90% of what the building had before the renovation is still here. There was a lot of products reused, so it's even got a great environmental footprint.
All right, so all these nonprofits are under one roof. How's that going to work? Because they all are trying to hit their funding goals.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in many communities, nonprofits see themselves as competitors as opposed to opportunities for partnership. And we worked for several years, 3 years, Tony, getting all of these nonprofits together to talk about what is our collective impact, what can we do together, and how do we do that in a way that's greater than any one of us individually. And we believe that the space is one piece. It's a tool to that greater collaboration. And so we're actually looking at fundraising together. And I got to tell you, when you look at other communities, the United Way and the local community foundation, they're not partners. They're seeing each other as competitors for donors. And in this space, they're working hand in hand and trying to work to figure out how you do more with less. How do you share resources? We're already sharing all our back office IT work. We're looking at how to look at our office expenses and cut them back. But we're also looking at how do we talk to donors about how we collectively do things together. One of the things we're going to be looking at in the future is how do we support veterans' families and those that are deployed and the kids that are left back here and the families that are going through a lot of financial struggles that everybody else is, but they've got the added burden of having their families overseas. So we think that this is a great opportunity for partnership and collaboration, not competition.
So, Kyle, in essence, say the Capital Region Community Foundation and the Capital Area United Way and the Food Bank all get together, go to Independence Bank and say, look, we need this funding, we want to do this, and a certain amount of money would be given and they'd split it up. Will there be deals like that?
There could be even better deals where you'd say, look, here's the areas that we work on to deliver. Here's our expertise. The Capital Area United Way can say, here are the partners that we have in community working on food systems. The Food Bank could say, and here are the food systems organizations that are working together in this community, and here's what we want to do better. As a matter of fact, they're actually going through a partnership conversation, looking at local food bank facilities and bringing them together. And you could say to the Community Foundation, and we will hold these funds and make them grow in the future through our endowments. And go to the funder together and say, here's what we want to do collectively. 10 years ago, we would all been in your office independently, making independent asks for redundant things, and now we can go in there together to make your dollar go further.
All right, Kyle, before I let you go, what was also interesting to learn is this is going to be a nonprofit hub where nonprofits from around the state, perhaps from around the country, can come in and learn how to be more effective.
Absolutely. We're going to deploy all of our resources to do a lot of capacity building for nonprofit organizations, bring them here either physically or virtually, because we do have the whole building teched out to do Skype and, you know, virtual training. And we also want to make sure that we're practicing the behavior that we want other nonprofits to do, and we want to preach that to others. So we're looking forward to really sharing everything that we do here and what we've learned here with the broader nonprofit community.
All right, Kyle, if people want more information or those companies that are looking to give, where do they go?
You can go to start with our website, which is mnaonline.org, and we will direct them to all of the partners at the Armory. And then for the people that are in the local community, we want you to come on in. We're at 330 Marshall Street. Come on over and see the great facility. This is a community treasure.
Kyle Caldwell is the president and CEO for the Michigan Nonprofit Association. I'm jealous, Kyle. That's a sweet building. Congratulations.
Thank you, Tony. It was great to have you there.